The United States Congress met in New York City today for the first time since 1790, and 5 days before the anniversary of the attacks that destroyed the World Trade Center. More than 300 lawmakers traveled from Washington for the special joint session, which honored those who lost their lives and those who performed acts of bravery. NPR's David Wellna has more.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
It was the voice of Broadway star LaShaz, whose stockbroker husband perished in the September 11th attacks, that set the solemn yet determined tone of today's highly unusual congressional session. More than half the members of Congress assembled for the event in New York's historic Federal Hall, the same site where the first Congress passed the Bill of Rights and swore George Washington in as president. Vice President Dick Cheney, in his dual role as president of the Senate, declared that Congress had come both to honor the character and courage shown in New York since last September 11th and to remember, in his words, every innocent life taken in the attacks.
Since the hour of those attacks, we've been a nation at war, called once again to defend our liberty and our lives and to save humanity from the worst of horrors. As a nation born in revolution, we know that our freedom came at a very high price. We have no intention now of letting it slip away.
And the leader of the Senate's Democratic majority, Tom Daschle, called on history to record that, in his words, the terrorists failed.
They sought to destroy America by attacking what they thought were our greatest strengths. But they did not understand the true strength of America is not steel. It is not concrete. It is our belief in the ideals enshrined in our Constitution and in our Bill of Rights.
The politician's pugnacious words sharply contrasted with the allegorical remembrance of September 11th's victims by the nation's poet laureate, Billy Collins.
Names of citizens, workers, mothers and fathers, the bright-eyed daughter, the quick son. Alphabet of names in a green field, names in the small tracks of birds, names lifted from a hat or balanced on the tip of the tongue, names wheeled in to the dim warehouse of memory, so many names, there is barely room on the walls of the heart.
The many differences between the assembled lawmakers seemed momentarily, at least, to have been put aside, as House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt noted.
In this great and faithful struggle, there are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There are only Americans.
As if to underscore those words, House Republican leader Dick Armey embraced his Democratic counterpart when Gephardt finished speaking. The historic session ended with lawmakers joining in with a choir from nearby Stuyvesant High School.
God bless America, my own sweet home.
As they stood together singing, some members of Congress joined hands. It was a day of truce and fraternity that concluded with a wreath laying at Ground Zero. David Wellna, NPR News, New York.